to glide in your stride and hitch a ride to the soulful side with Upfront Soul. I'm your host, Sanguine Fromage, and I'll be laying down 120 minutes of soulful sounds to which you may get down. We'll be spinning funk, soul, and jazz, rarities, and deep cuts. If you want soul, get it up front. Listen to Upfront Soul all night long, 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern every day on Shyampa Internet Radio. If it's all night, it's got to be all right.
The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shyampa.
Buddy here. Hey Joe Bawoopa Weep. Welcome back to Florida.
Ooh, thanks, buddy.
Hey.
Yeah, hey.
Hey everyone. This is Anthony in Tampa.
And hey everybody, it's Joe in Chicago.
Hi. I am your lovable artificial personality unit, Betty, and you know what? Like, my butthole is buzzing with excitement for tonight's cast of episode 86, hashtag Hashbrones, for Monday, April 24th, 2017. Hey Anthony, how's the weather in Tampa for like you Tampanites?
Oh, thank you, Betty.
No problem, Anthony.
Alright, let me kind of situate myself here. Things are a little different right now because Joe is actually in the studio with us right now, live. He's live in the studio with us. And unfortunately, for those of you who may have tuned in for Cindy Sheehan, she will not be joining us tonight. There was a slight miscommunication in times. You know, when you're working across multiple time zones and such, it can be a little bit of a tricky thing. So we're going to try to go ahead and bring her back on for next Monday. And we'll see how that goes. But stay tuned. We will definitely keep you updated. But for now, let me...
It's the weather.
Yeah, it's time to do the weather. So let's find my arrow. Oops. Wrong. Oh, hold on. Shh. Okay, hold on. I found the card.
Yay!
Alrighty. Gonna get some water here, maybe some database. All right, it's time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KETPA. Unless you're listening to us live, it is not currently mostly cloudy and 73 degrees Fahrenheit with humidity of 57%. Ooh. There's a dew point of 57 degrees and the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, will be partly cloudy with a low around 64. And then Tuesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 80, then mostly clear with a low around 66 overnight. And on Wednesday, it will be sunny with a high near 82, and then mostly clear with a low around 68 overnight. And that's your Shyampa weather for the Tampa Bay area. Back to you, Betty.
Anthony, and now for your Chicagoland weather. Take it away, Joe.
Why, thanks, Betty. And from Weather Underground, my new favorite website for weather reporting, conditions from George Street Station, which is in Franklin Park, Illinois. If you're listening on a recast, this forecast may no longer apply. If you're listening live, it's currently mostly cloudy with temperatures reported officially as 68 Fahrenheit, 20 Celsius. The dew point is 31 and the humidity is at 30%. The winds are out of the east at 999 miles per hour. Holy
wow,
shit.
999 miles per hour.
I'm not there.
Yeah,
and for you pilot types, the visibility is infinity. Monday night, expect a few passing clouds. Low 52. Winds east-southeast at 10 to 15. On Tuesday, expect partly cloudy skies. High 76. That's nice.
That will be nice. That's when I come back. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Winds will be south-southeast at 10 to 20 miles per hour. On Wednesday, expect cloudy conditions. Stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. High of 76 and winds south at 15 to 25. Well, it looks like I shall be heading home to pleasant temperatures. And that's it for your Chicago weather. Back to you, Betty.
Joe. Hey, Betty here. Please take some time to listen to the following that we recast here on Shyampa Radio, the World Labor Hour on WRF, Yung, and CPR News, hosted by Don DeBar, Toppers with Gil from Boston Free Radio, and Headphone Meditations with John DuBose. By the way, all of the background tracks we use at the Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin McLeod. Support this music by visiting incompetech.com. Support your local independent mom and pop's restaurant and shops. And keep it tuned to Shyampa Radio. Betty, 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 Betty out.
Wow. Betty, 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 Betty out.
Betty, Betty out.
So, folks, as if you didn't know, I'm actually here live in the studios with Anthony. We're, I'm on vacation.
Yes. Yes.
And, yes, it has been a fabulous vacation.
Has it been a fabulous vacation?
It has.
All right. So before we talk about your vacation first, let's do a quick update thing, because we did have some issues. Amy Mellon has been having some issues lately, and you should go visit her page, and we definitely are going to have her back on for an interview now, because she's been through the whole healthcare system now with medical cannabis. And has actually gone through, she had a temporary pacemaker installed, and then she had a permanent pacemaker installed, and she suffers from an opioid addiction, and, you know, it's kind of, she's trying to balance and manage all of this while in the hospital, and she actually has even more to go into, because the one hospital she went to was a phenomenal hospital, and then after the pacemaker was installed, I guess the ambulance took her to a different hospital, mm-hmm. and she had a whole bunch of different problems.
A completely different experience.
Completely different experience.
And the doctors were like, well, you know, we don't have time for you, basically.
Yeah, so we're gonna have to try to get her on. She needs to rest. She needs to rest for a while, and then we'll try to get her
on. So, Amy, if you're out there listening, get some good rest. Yes. Get some good cannabis.
Yes, exactly. And then again, Cindy Sheehan, we just had a scheduling conflict, and we'll try to get her back on next Monday. If not, just stay tuned, and we'll get her back at some point soon, because there's a lot of good things that we want to talk
Cindy's
to her
got
about.
A lot of things going on. I think she's participating in something coming up.
She is, yeah. Like she's got a lot of things going on, and I haven't gone through her schedule. I was going to ask her about it, but anywho. So we've touched on those two topics. So now we're talking about your visit here, mm-hmm. your visit. So how has your visit been?
This has been one hell of a fabulous vacation.
Has it now?
Yes. You know, when you come to a new city, you hope you find, like, the little hidden gems. And I think I found a few little hidden gems.
Well, it's not really a new city. It's a different city.
Well, it's a new city now. Before. See, but it's a new city now to me. It's a completely new city. It's like we stopped at things. We saw things. We took a moment to explore, for instance, a really cool little resale shop.
Uh-huh.
A really cool little creepy place in Ybor.
True, true. Yes, true. That gallery, that creepy gallery, wasn't here the last time you were here.
Yep.
I can't remember the name of it. But it's a gallery on 7th and Ybor. Pretty neat. Like, about a bunch of dead creepy things in it. If I find the name during the broadcast, I will give them a plug. For now, it's just the creepy thing.
It's just the
gallery
creepy story. Yes.
On 7th in Ybor. You can't miss it. It's next to a tea place, I believe. Mm. A tea or an ice cream tea place.
So. There was a lot of tea places in Ybor, yeah.
There were a lot of tea places in Ybor. That is very true. That is very true. So tell me about some of the things that you've experienced while you're here in Tampa while I look up this place.
Well, let's see. I've experienced a few different varieties of food experiences. Some positive and some not so positive.
Okay.
And for the listener that just messaged me, no. I wish, although Sunday night at the taco place, that
taco
was a major.
Place.
Yeah, let's just go ahead and jump right into that.
You're just all about the taco place.
Yes, the taco place was a phenomenal experience. We walked in and there was a large, like I would say, 12 top sitting outside.
Uh-huh.
I could be exaggerating. It might be 8 people. But
roughly
something
like that.
It was quite busy outside. And
Dysfunctional Grace Art, by the way.
Dysfunctional
Grace Art. And it is located at 1908 East, or I'm sorry, 1903 East 7th Avenue in Tampa. It's right there on 7th Avenue, 19th and 7th, Dysfunctional Grace Art. Lots of creepy things. So let's go back to your orgy.
At the taco place. It was definitely a taco Sunday for sure. It was hopping. So we walked in and there was a mariachi band playing.
Yes, there was.
Yeah. Now this place is kind of narrow. So the hall, you know, it's not really accommodating for large groups.
Ooh.
Standing in the hallway. But here this group was. They were playing and they sounded awesome. You know, we kind of stood back in the back, just kind of let them play, be respectful, you know, that kind of thing. Make sure we were nice white people. But we made our way to get some food, and what did I get? The carnitas? And you got 6 tacos.
Yeah, I think you got... I got some tacos and you got the carnitas.
Yes, and it was...
And a side order of beans.
It was a busy night, so they had tables flying. Well, they weren't really flying. They were kind of sitting there drinking.
Yeah, they were. It was actually quite a neat experience, because every time... This is actually my favorite taco place. And the funny thing about it is, you know, I haven't... Apparently, I've never been there when they've been this busy. Generally, when I go to the taco place, it's like me, maybe another table or two. But I figured, obviously, they have a time when they're traditionally busy. So this was definitely a shock for me. But it was clear that everyone there was there for the long haul.
Well, I'll just say this much: everybody there was having a wonderful time
and lots of alcohol
and lots of
alcohol.
As a matter of fact, there was a gentleman. He was decked out in a pink shirt.
Joe almost got himself a date.
He was excited to get me a beer.
Yes, yeah, he was very excited to get him a beer.
It was almost as if I didn't take a beer. I didn't take a beer. I didn't actually.
Yeah, he did. He seemed a little offended that you didn't take the beer.
But see, here's the thing, folks. Nobody seemed to want to talk to him. His companion left.
Yeah, his companion.
And here's the mariachi band through all of this playing their lovely tunes, and he's kind of like in between, kind of raping me with his eyes. Asking me for a beer. He's there whistling because he's really enjoying also the mariachi band.
Yeah.
You know, we're multitasking. Everybody's multitasking.
Everyone's multitasking.
Yeah. But, oh, God, the place, it was awesome. Great tacos. Great atmosphere. Even for two people like me and Anthony.
Yeah, no, it was really good. And, it's definitely something that I've always enjoyed going to.
And I think if I could... come back every Sunday, I might.
Every Sunday, I think you would. I think by then you'd probably have a few new friends.
Because
well.
I wasn't expecting anything, right? I wasn't expecting what was going to happen, and I really didn't have the means necessary to engage in any further
activities. No, you
activities.
Really didn't. Yeah, that's true. You really didn't, because I'm like, well, you got the backyard, but or you can find yourself a hotel, but I'm not, you know, you're not going to be doing it up in my living room.
Which, folks, there were plenty of motels in Florida.
Florida is the land of motels.
Oh, there's like a motel every 0.6 miles.
0.6, like. Exactly 0.6 miles.
You know, some of the other interesting things were just the differences in culture and in movement. service here is lacking in a lot of ways.
Oh God, yeah, that's always been my biggest complaint here, is that anytime, you know, I mean, there are times when it's worked out well, but it's all too often, and anywhere you go, especially food service, that service is just terrible. Especially, like, Dunkin' Donuts is, like, the worst offender for me here.
Yes.
It just, I don't know why, but every time I go through a drive-thru, usually most of them, it's probably maybe, I'd say 6 out of 10 times, so maybe 2/3 of the time I go through their drive-thru, they fuck up my order. And it's stupid little shit, but it's kind of like...
Well, and you know, here's the thing too. Rudeness is everywhere.
Yes,
but
yes.
There's a different kind of rudeness when you come down to the South. I found
rudeness.
Oh yes,
you found rudeness down here.
The clerk that made my sandwich, he was a special kind of rude.
Oh, was he really? Oh. See, I didn't see.
He was a judgmental little prick.
Really?
Yes.
What happened?
Oh
what
my
happened?
God! Like the woman ahead of me wanted specific things on her sandwich.
Okay.
And he was like, "Really? That's it?"
Oh really? You're kidding
me. And I'm
me.
Like, seriously, dude?
That's too funny. Was he a Nelly fanny pack full of rainbows?
Yeah, but then he tried to be all like, yeah, yep. And then he got Nelly.
Oh, poor,
and
that
then
poor thing.
It was a mess.
Well, our heart goes out to Miss Publix USA. who is you know, unfortunately, and I should not shop Publix because they are a big contributor to the
anti-weed,
the
coalition.
Anti-medical marijuana coalition that we've got going on in Florida, and they've donated a significant amount. I don't have an exact dollar amount. I think it's pretty significant though, and you know, I really need. But there's really no other good grocery stores that I mean, because you know, there's Whole Foods and Fresh Market, but they're definitely out of my price range. Because they don't pay us here. And then it's like Winn-Dixie, which Winn-Dixie, it can be kind of scary. I don't know what I was rambling on about just now.
But we were going to ramble on a little bit about our new schedule. Or not our new schedule.
Well, it's not really a new schedule, no. Cause
kind of just an update of some sort, right?
Yes, exactly. No, definitely. Oh, yeah, no, Publix. Publix has been giving us issues with Amendment 2 in Florida.
Yes.
So... I guess them or their family members have been donating heavy sums of money, so which we're all fucked up. Go to Florida Normal to read more. I'm not going to get into it because I'll just get pissed off. So tell us about the new schedule, and then we got to move into your news in a few minutes.
Is there a new schedule?
Yes. Well, we are replacing.
We're removing Michael Slate. He usually comes on Fridays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern.
Uh-huh.
Instead, we are going to be hosting the Cindy Sheehan Soapbox.
Yes.
So please tune in. Obviously, you're listening to us now, so you know how to get to us. But if you're listening to us on a recast and you want to listen to the 24-hour internet station live...
We have a phone call.
Oh.
Yes. Hello, caller. You are on the air. Ezel, is that you?
Yeah. Ezel back in
the... Hey, Ezel. Ooh, Ezel.
What's up, boys?
Hey, not much, Ezel. We're just hanging out, living the Florida lifestyle. How you doing?
Yeah, well, I'm better, man. I'm better.
Are you?
They fixed me up. They had to cut me off the shit for a while, and I was, like, lost. I was in, you know, in, like, Jupiter or somewhere,
in Jupiter,
you know?
Yeah, that happens sometimes. Yeah, it's kind of...
really crazy shit.
It's kind of hard to get off, you know, you can live, but yeah, it can, yeah, it's a little hard to get off it. So you feeling better? You're doing all right? You know, you've been, you know, been a little under the weather.
You know what? I'm doing better, but you know what? It was something nasty that got down in that throat, and man, it just screwed me up, man.
Yeah,
I tell you,
you got to stay away from those cheap hookers. That's what happens.
You know what? That's what it is, man. You can't be... going south of the border on them cheap hookers, man.
Oh, no, 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 no. Yeah, not without a lot of Lysol. No.
Yeah, right. You got to use that Lysol spray and whatever, you know, or that hand sanitizer, you know. So, anyway, I just want to say, you know, I hear you talking about that Amy, you know, and, you know, back in the day, you know, I was a, you know, I grew up a crazy fuck. I was a crazy, I'd do anything, you know, I'd fell off of ladders, you know, cut trees and shit like that. So, you know, I screwed up my back real bad back in 95. And that's 1995, not 1895, but anyway. So, you know, and I went to the doctor, and he said, well, you know, we're going to do some surgery. We got to do some surgery, repair your back. I said, man, I don't want that surgery. That shit's bad.
Yeah.
And so back in 95, you know, they popped them prescriptions out. I mean, this shit was like candy, man. I was getting, you know what, and I understand her plight, man, because, man, I'll tell you what, for, you know, until I got the back surgery, Man, I was on that shit. I was taking 10, 12 a day sometime,
yeah, wow.
Maybe more, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, the big rage is Vicodin, man. Every motherfucker out there was on Vicodin, you know.
Oh, yeah, no, that's kind of scary. But, that's what's been happening.
Yeah, but anyway, so you know, I was really, you know, and then I'm washing it down with a few beers. And,
oh,
you know, I used to hang out there in St. Pete Beach a lot, you know, down in Florida. Yeah,
yeah,
I like
yeah.
that. Place and I was in this joint, some rocking place, and as I met this nurse, and she worked at the hospital, and she's, and I'm telling her my story, you know, and she says, man, what the fuck is wrong with you, man? You go kill yourself. I said, what do you mean? She says, you know, you drink and take them goddamn pills. She says, man, your liver going to explode, she says.
Yeah.
So, you know, she scared the shit out of me.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know? She scared the shit, so I quit cold turkey. I said, nope, you know, and I know how hard it is because I tell you what, you know, I was in the hospital for a little stretch here, and man, you know, that nurse come around, she says, you in pain? And I go, oh man, that's where you got
yes.
the pain. And she said, well, I give it whatever you want. I said, oh man, damn. I said, don't tempt me like that. It's like the devil tempting you, you know?
Yeah, right.
You know, it's like an alcoholic that goes straight. You know, if you take, you know, if you take one drink, man, you could, you know, you could bet right
yeah.
back on the
oh,
shit,
definitely.
Man.
Yep.
But you know what? They just make that shit too good. You know, when I was on that shit, man, you could punch me in the head and I'd say, go ahead, punch me again, you know.
Yeah, right.
So anyway. But I feel sad, and I know her plight. You know, I've been clean. I don't take that shit now for a couple, probably about 5-10 years now.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, I cheat. That nurse scared the shit out of me, man.
No, I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all, because that shit will fuck you up, and that's the important
thing. Yeah, you can't mix it with all kinds of other shit, man, because then you're playing with fire.
And
you,
see,
you
and
end
Amy,
up like Mike,
and Amy thinks,
Michael Jackson or Prince or something. You know,
oh, yeah.
Prince? Oh, fucked up. He was taking that fentanyl, man. That's
oh, yeah.
just like heroin, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And Amy thinks that all the meds that she was on may have been responsible for the calcium buildup on her heart valve. So,
I'm sure the problems I'm having now, too, are probably related back to my crazy days. I call them the crazy days, you know.
Crazy days.
But, you know, them doctors, man, they gave them out like Tootsie Rolls, man. They said, yeah, take, you know. So
yeah,
anyway,
oh, yeah.
but I wanted to tell you about it anyway. And I got me, my bees are going to town, man. They're
nice.
Running, they're,
sweet.
Bees are doing good. And you know what I'm doing now? I'm doing, you know, when I go in there and I check the hive, I put a little bud in the
Ooh,
smoker, you know, when
you
I
go.
Get a smoke a little bit to calm them down. So,
man,
I, well, there,
you
man,
went and eating all
just,
the honey.
It's a good, it's
oh,
a good taste
man,
of honey,
really,
I bet.
Oh, man, it's going to be the best honey, man. I'm going to keep smoking them, and maybe it'll be some real good honey. So anyway, but I got to tell you a story, man. I was growing meat. You know, I got some land out here. You know, I'm like, you know, out in the nowheres here and in Armpit, Illinois. And and so I got a little corner of the lot here. I grow me a little, you know, a little dessert. I call it my dessert corner. You
well,
know
there you
what
go.
I mean?
There you go.
I'll be a son of a bitch, man. I don't know what I did wrong, but man, the devil, he just beats me up. So I'm growing. I got my garden growing, and it's doing fantastic. Man, we had some nice weather here in Illinois. Man, the shit popping, man. So I go back there the other day, and this goddamn goose attacks me. That damn goose, man, he gave me, come out of them weeds, man, start like dive bomb me like a kamikaze pilot. And I said, what the fuck? So I look, and they made a goddamn nest in the middle of the patch, man.
You know what? That's what they do. Them ducks, I got fucking ducks that I got to deal with. I can't stand them either.
And I'm like, what is this goose? And yo, we got geese here, man. They're pretty big. They go 20, 30 pounds. It's like they're going to bone.
They'll beat you up.
Oh, they'll bite your legs, man. So I don't know what to do, man. I'm just sitting there waiting and hoping that
you got a shotgun. You got a shotgun, Ezel?
Get out of here, you know.
Ezel, get a shotgun.
Man, I can't. You know what? You know what would happen? I'd end up splattering the duck brains or that goose brains out of my butt, and then it'd taste like shit.
You know, then you wash it down with the hose.
Oh, then I'll figure it out. Maybe sucker just wants to eat the bud. You know, I never thought of that.
There you go.
Maybe geese are munching on the stems
there
or something.
You go.
I don't know.
Cannabis rock dove pate. So,
oh, man, they're crazy.
So, right, Isa, well, we got to let you go. We got to get into Joe's news here.
And, well, you know, it's good to be back, man.
It's good to have you back. We're glad you called. People have been asking about you, so it's great to have you back.
Well, thank you for giving us.
But I want to know if you took Joe to the taco bus or the Chinese restaurant over there.
We took him to the Mexican restaurant. He got some good Mexican food while he was here.
And we did Thai Temple. That was
Yes, we did the Thai Temple.
Oh, the Thai Temple. Yeah, that's a good place. I was going to go there, but I missed it. And, man, I heard it's pretty good. But is that taco bus still running around there?
Yeah, it is, but it's not that great. It's been sold a couple of times, so it's been under new management for a while.
No.
So a lot of people have moved on from Taco Bus.
Oh, man, that was pretty good shit, man, especially when you had the munchies,
It
man.
Used to be. Uh-huh. It used to be, but not anymore. So, but that's how
right,
it goes.
Joe, man. We'll talk to you later, man.
All right, Ezel. You have a good one. Thanks for calling.
Okay. All right. Bye.
All right. And now we're going to try to squeeze in some Joe's news.
Well, yes, thank you, Anthony, because I do have some interesting news. You know, it is becoming an all-too-common occurrence for our public food supplies to become tainted with objects. But what the fuck? What? Is SimCity right? Are there factories that make edible treats and non-edible objects in the same space? Because that's what happens.
We also don't bang our fists on the
table.
I'm
sorry.
You're shaking everything.
That's crazy. What have we come to? This is a story from the Associated Press via the Chicago Tribune. So we like our processed foods, but man, when that shit has to be recalled, we don't like that too much.
No, we don't.
A food company is recalling frozen hash browns from stores in 9 states because the potatoes may have pieces of... Hey listeners, would you like to guess what was in the potatoes? Give us a call now at 813-327-8566. But man, Anthony, before we reveal what was in the potatoes, how often do you think about where your food is coming from?
Usually when I get hungry, and then it's either like Uber or Diner Dash.
Diner Dash, yes.
Or, you know, whatever packaging.
Or maybe you might just get up and go to the restaurant yourself even.
Yeah, that's possible. I may be going to my food instead of my food coming to me.
Well, get this, Anthony. I'm going to reveal the answer.
All right.
Inside them there potatoes?
Yes.
Four. Yes. Golf balls.
Golf balls.
There be golf balls in them there hash browns.
Wow.
Huh.
Ew. Yeah, that's kind of nasty.
So, McCain Foods USA recall notice said the golf balls apparently were inadvertently harvested along with the potatoes and chopped up. They say the pieces could be a choking hazard. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm pounding.
You were just banging on the table.
I need to know why and how are there golf balls next to potato fields.
Well, maybe the farmers were out doing like driver practice, you know, like practicing their swing out in the field.
Really?
The potato field, you know, hey, why not? You know, or, you know, I mean, it is a field out in the middle of nowhere. So maybe some other locals in the area used the field as practice.
Oh, my goodness.
And it turned out that they got picked up by the machinery that harvested the potatoes.
Well, I got to tell you, folks, if you are in the states of North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, District of Columbia, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, and Maryland, they are recalling Roundy's brand frozen style hash browns from Mariano's, Metro Market, and Pick and Save stores, which are in Illinois and Wisconsin.
Huh.
The hash browns being recalled have the production code of Baker 170119. If you're still listening, bingo on the back of the bag.
Bingo. There
you go. Again, that's production code B170119.
I don't think I've ever had that big of a number on my bingo card before.
And these are Roundy's brand frozen style, southern style hash browns.
Interesting. I'm not familiar with that one.
Yeah, well,
it's all good.
You gotta be careful.
Exactly. So let's chug along here.
Yes, flying first class all the way. So, Anthony, passengers on a San Francisco-bound British Airways flight were delayed after a mouse was spotted on board before takeoff. You know, when I get onto the plane, I don't really think that I'm going to be dealing with rodentia.
Rodentia?
Rodentia. Or cockroaches.
Cockroaches are everywhere.
Well, hopefully not on the plane when I'm trying to fly comfortably. That would just be swimming. Like, I can't escape them. There's no way to escape.
You can crush them.
So, travelers were subsequently removed from the aircraft at London's Heathrow Airport and forced to wait for 4 hours.
Wow,
as a replacement jetliner was found. Despite the inconvenience, some passengers saw the funny side on Twitter. On this occasion, there was one very small customer who we had to send back to the gate.
Huh,
we are sorry for the delay.
Interesting.
Mice have been known to chew through aircraft wiring, which is potentially dangerous.
Well, definitely, definitely.
Right.
So let's see what we got going on here next.
If I had a mouse story, guess what?
I guess you gotta have a cat story.
Yep. Oh, little kitty traveled a long way. This is by Hannah Everman from NBCDFW.com. A cat missing from Denver since last June turned up at a construction site in Dallas this week. Denver to Dallas, a cat. A widow kitty cat.
That's interesting.
That's 794 miles, to be exact.
Well, it was a determined cat.
It's a very determined cat.
Clearly.
You know what? That's good. You have a determined cat.
Yeah.
However, it's a determined cat to get away from you, apparently, because it was going in the wrong direction.
Oh, was it going in the wrong? Well, it's not a very smart cat. It's determined, but it's not very smart.
Well, no, it was a smart owner, though, because, as we'll find out, construction workers found Harvey stuck in a 20-foot-wide hole at their site in Highland Park, according to a post from the city of Dallas. It took Dallas Animal Service about 6 hours to free the cat. He was caked in mud. Meow. But otherwise, he was in good shape. After being cleaned up, Animal Services found his microchip and located the owners in Denver. No one knows how Harvey managed to travel so far, but his family is relieved to be reunited with him.
Huh.
The owners are flying to Dallas this weekend to bring Harvey home. You know, I wonder if they charged, if they got charged a hefty fee for all that.
Maybe. It's very possible.
Well,
I wouldn't be surprised.
That's it from the Chip Skipper Featured Story Archives. Back to you, Anthony.
All right. Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, no,
that was kind of awesome.
Yeah.
Do you want to be part of this unique, on-air, no pantalone, smells like a Q, outer looped, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego's universally shunned GMO-packed, kid-unfriendly streaming experience? Go to www.chiampa.info to find out how. Hang tight, folks. We're going to take a quick break here. Well, it's going to be 4 minutes. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back in, 4 minutes.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Flashback.
Simon, the Do What I Do computer game from MB Electronics.
You say you got a case of the ordinary blues. Well, the doctor's in and he's got good news. He's got the relief you've been looking for. Dr. Pepper has got your cure. Just what the doctor ordered. That special taste of originality. Just what the doctor ordered.
Milking our bandwidth for all it's worth with Shoutcast Streaming Audio.
You're listening to Cheyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Cheyampa Radio. Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin McLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.
This has been a Joe Wisdom audio production.
This is John DeBose, host of Headphone Meditations. You're listening to Cheyampa Radio.
What happens when you give two stoners their own internet radio show?
I've named the system. So hold on. I'll tell you about that. Just a moment. We have to access the database. Hold on.
Accessing the database, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I was expecting, but okay.
Catch the Joe and Anthony Show live Monday nights at 8 Eastern, 7 Central. Only on Cheyampa Radio.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
Welcome back. Stay tuned for Like Anthony's Like Crazy Florida News, like next. But first I want to tell you, thank like God it's Monday, and, according to www.nationaldaycalendar.com, today is National Pigs in a Blanket Day. You are both pigs. Joe, you are almost as stinky as Roger. At least you don't shit everywhere. Anyways, go grab your bongs, bitches, so like we can start Anthony's crazy Florida news. Take it away, Anthony.
Joe unmutes himself.
Thanks, Betty.
No problem, Anthony.
My lord.
I am so stressed out.
Yeah, that cough. Jesus. All right. Let's see. Let me find my new script.
But wait.
Yeah, I'm going to find my new script here. Oof, goodness.
We've got some fun stories coming up tonight, folks. Listen to this.
We do. All right, one more time on the database. All right, so it's time for your crazy Florida news. Our first story of the night comes from WFTS ABC Action News Tampa Bay. and tells us about a woman who should have kept her Florida lifestyle living a little more under control and under wraps. Markeisha, 18, was hanging out at a popular family entertainment restaurant in Lakeland, posing with famous mascot character, living the Florida lifestyle while streaming live on Facebook. The Polk County Sheriff's Office was one of the viewers of Markeisha's Facebook Live stream and notified the Lakeland Police Department about an outstanding juvenile pickup charge for failure to appear on a charge of improper exhibition of a firearm or dangerous weapon and attempted battery. Yeah, right. Hold on. Why does my stuff look all weird?
Why does it look weird?
It does look weird.
Doesn't it look weird in life?
It looks fuzzy. No, my text looks fuzzy for some reason. But we're not going to worry about that right now. Okay, so what happened? Okay, so Markeisha was... So Markeisha was arrested by the Lakeland police officers and booked into the Polk County Jail on no bond. The Polk County Sheriff's Office says Markeisha has 14 previous charges, at least 6 of which are violent battery, domestic violence battery, and aggravated assault. Of the 14 previous charges, one was a felony, aggravated assault, 6 misdemeanor charges, 5 unknown and other charges, such as probation violation, and 2 failures to appear in court. Sheriff Grady Judd commented on the incident and said, quote, "If you are a wanted person with an outstanding warrants or pickup orders, it is probably not a good idea to go on to Facebook Live." I see you're test texting.
Okay.
We're gonna close the window and we're gonna reload it here and see if that does anything here. No. But if not, I'll just deal with it. No, it still looks kind of funky. Must be the font or something. I probably have to read. Oh, goodness. All right. Here's my story. Okay.
Google's been doing strange things lately. So.
It has. All right. It does. And who knows? Who knows? So our next story comes from thevillagesnews.com, one of our favorite sources of Florida news. It's about a 76-year-old woman... It's about a 76-year-old woman who got caught living the Florida lifestyle and moving my entire page when deleting a line. Had to scroll back a little bit. So a 76-year-old Lorraine from the village of Buttonwood was having a leisurely drive down Buena Vista Boulevard around 9 o'clock at night. Her drive was so leisurely that her adventure had headed her southbound in the northbound lanes with 2 flat tires. An ambulance crew spotted Lorraine's car driving the wrong way down the street on 2 rims and were able to force her to pull over by standing in front of her car. That man is a very brave man, whoever did that.
Yes.
Yes.
He was intoxicated.
Yes, very much so. When an ambulance crew approached Lorraine, they immediately determined that she was intoxicated. You could light her breath on fire from 200 miles away. The police were contacted. A deputy asked Lorraine where she was coming from, and she responded by saying, "From the bar." The deputy then asked Lorraine if she had been drinking, and she replied, "A lot, and I shouldn't be driving." She attempted to perform field sobriety tests, but gave up. "I'm too drunk to do that. Just take me to jail,"
Damn.
Lorraine said. Lorraine provided 2 breath samples that registered 0.181 breath alcohol content, which is more than twice the legal limit in Florida. She was booked at the Sumter County Detention Center on a charge of DUI with bonds set at $1,000.
That's why you should always have plenty of snacks and food when you're drinking, and water.
Yes,
water is your
exactly.
friend.
When you're living the Florida lifestyle, make sure that you have everything handy. Don't go living the Florida lifestyle and then go leaving your house, because that's when these things happen. Like when you're driving down I-10. No más pantalones.
Sexy.
Yep, there we have it. We have our sexy Florida news. An Alabama man was enjoying the Florida lifestyle while cruising down the interstate. The Tallahassee Democrat brings us our final crazy Florida news story and our naked Florida news story of the night. Carl of Montgomery, Alabama, was keeping pace with nearby motorists on Interstate 10 last Tuesday, and was providing them with what he thought was some quality entertainment. Unfortunately, for Carl, that was not quality interstate entertainment. There were numerous calls to the police reporting the 60-year-old man performing lewd acts on himself as they drove by. The first call came in near Mariana. Carl drove east for nearly 100 miles when at about 6:15 p.m., Florida Highway Patrol troopers caught up with him and his 2009 Toyota Sequoia in Madison County. Parvu volans. A trooper noticed that the driver was indeed naked, and therefore he initiated a traffic stop for exposure of sexual giblets. Carl was ordered to dress. Did you like that one? Did you enjoy that one?
Sexual giblets.
Sexual giblets. Carl was ordered to dress and was then arrested for exposure of those giblets in a vulgar and indecent manner. And that is your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Galaga, good night, T.
Wait.
Oopsie.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database you are tuned to, Shyamba Radio. Before we get started with the plethora discussion segment, did you know that you two can hang out with these two idiots and be a part of the studio experience?
Yes.
Give us a call now at 813-327-8566. But now, go grab your bongs, bitches, because our two lovable stoners are going to start blabbering on about this or that. Hold on.
Hold on.
Here it comes.
Oh my goodness.
Woohoo.
Woohoo.
The plethora discussion segment.
Yay.
Take it away, guys.
Yay. Well, it's time for Two for Monday, Ipsum and Lorem.
Is it every Monday, Two for Monday, Ipsum Lorem? My goodness. What is Ipsum Lorem?
Folks, I wanted to just let you know, Ipsum and Lorem are kind
Ipsum
of like placeholders.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, they have a special place in my heart to make me laugh.
A special place in your heart. It just warms the cockles.
The cockles
of your heart.
My heart. So, I guess my part of the Two for Monday is vacation. Great vacation.
All right. Yes, exactly.
Great vacation.
So you've enjoyed yourself. So that's a good thing. So let's see. So we ate. Eating was definitely one of those things that
we've been doing.
A lot of. A ridiculous large amount of.
A ridiculously large amount of eating has occurred. Some of it not so good. It's sad. But, you know, it happens. Lots of good beers. Gosh, what else? The Thai Temple. That place, folks, if you get a chance.
Yeah,
yes.
tell us about the Thai Temple.
The Thai Temple was quite the experience. It was big, it was large, it was nice weather, it was full of people, but it wasn't crowded quite yet when we got there. Parking was expanded apparently just recently, so that's great because they need it.
And it continues to expand.
Yes, it does continue. But the Thai Temple was just a nice outdoor market that also is served with an actual temple. So there are priests and acolytes and other folks of the Buddhist faith.
Okay, yes.
They have a wonderful building, wonderful temple area. Apparently you can go in if you take your shoes off and, you know, you kind of act like you're not an American, basically.
I don't think they diswelcome Americans.
No, but don't act like one when you're in there.
Yeah, definitely. Don't act like an idiot.
Yeah.
Don't act like an idiot. So, So that was the Thai Temple. That was a fun little experience, and you know, it's on Palm River Road, I believe. It's over in Brandon, off of 50, 50th Street. But it's really good. It's think you just search Thai Temple Tampa and it will come up in Google. But they have a lot of different food vendors. So you can like, and it's all people from the temple that make the food. You know, it's not like food vendors. It's like a lot of tables and you have,
and it's food that is generally pretty healthy.
Yes, yes, for the most part. There's some things that are less healthier than others, but yeah.
Like eating 10 coconut cakes, for instance?
Yeah, I think eating 10 coconut cakes is probably not an accepted mode.
Or those multicolored layered deliciousness.
Yeah, what were those?
They're like a special
colored
bean,
squares.
And then there's a special leaf that makes the colors change color.
Okay.
But it was lots of coconut, okay. Lots of sugar coconut, tapioca, and just various herbs and leaves of things.
I see, okay.
So, but eating these things were just delicious. It was just like eating...
Describe your eating experience for us.
It was like eating creativity.
Eating creativity, yes. You say. That's quite exciting. That's definitely something different.
Yes.
So what else did you... You had the soup, right? Yeah,
I had the soup. I had the vegetable version of the soup.
Okay, yeah. The soup is a very popular dish there. It generally, if you get there later in the after... We got there pretty early.
I recommend that if you get the sausages, which are 3 for $5... that you make sure to share those sausages with your friends because you have more than one, you could later on have kind of a yes. the flavor coming back, you know.
That is, unless you can eat multiple sausages in one sitting. If you can eat multiple
they're
sausages
a little rich.
In
we'll
one
just put
sitting,
it that way. They're
then,
a little
then,
rich.
Then you may probably ignore this warning, but yes. They were very tasty sausages. They were very flavorful. They had a lot of herbs and spices. And
the beverages were divine. The coconut
Thai tea is very good.
Although I didn't try the Thai tea.
You didn't have any Thai tea at all, huh?
No, I just had
it was
the
pretty
coconut
good.
Water.
It was pretty good. But the coconut water, I didn't have any of the coconut water. But I'm not a big coconut water fan.
Well, I'm not either, but I've learned to now realize that the shit that they serve in the cans and the bottles...
Yeah, oh, it's terrible.
It's horrible. That,
oh, it's awful.
It's crap.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely.
It's processed.
Yes.
And processed is bad for you.
Correct. That is correct.
So what else we got in these talking points? Because there's a lot going on.
All right, let's see. So you talk about your vacation in Florida. Oh, and you. Well, I'm trying to think of everything you've done in Florida first in your vacation time while here. We went to the Paris, I believe it was.
The La France.
The La France. Yeah. Parvus Valence. And if you want a Parvus Valence, even though we got about 10 minutes left, you can reach us at 813-327-8566. We already heard from Ezel. Anyone else listening, feel free to give us a call. We'll chit-chat with you for about 5 minutes.
Pennywise, are you listening?
Yes, hello, Pennywise. Carlos, our regular happy callers. Go ahead and give us a call. So, Parvus Valence, you went to La France. La France. And I liked the menswear section because I can almost close my eyes and put myself in Grace Brothers. Mm-hmm. And go, Mr. Humphreys.
He was definitely a Mr. Humphreys, very friendly, very chatty catty.
I bet you he was friendly.
Well, you know, he had a certain But it was a very steampunk experience in the store itself.
No, definitely.
So there was an air of gratuitousness.
No, yeah, there was. There
Does
was,
that make sense? Gratuitousness.
Well, no, exactly. And like they had the canes. I liked all the
canes.
Oh,
you were loving
had.
The canes.
I loved the canes, and they had all the fancy socks. You know, and then you
might
the
need to go
socks.
Back and get you a cane just for the fuck of it.
You know, they were a bit expensive for canes.
But here's the thing, though. We need to maybe find you a cane that's representative of you.
I don't know. I don't need a cane yet, so maybe I shouldn't. Maybe that's rushing it a little too much.
Maybe you should have a cane, though.
Maybe I shouldn't have a cane. If I start walking around with a cane, I'll definitely feel like Grandpappy. So, you know, that in and of itself.
See, I'm not even thinking age. I'm thinking for image.
For image.
That swashbuckling image.
Swashbuckling. I don't know. I really, but see, that's the thing. I wouldn't dress in anything that would look good with the cape. I won't be going around town in tails or a suit coat or something because it's hot. And, you know, I prefer to wear shorts and a t-shirt instead of like tails and a vest and a top hat and a jacket over all that. I would smell like hell.
You know, speaking of smelling like hell.
Smelling like hell.
Yeah, I think I came across quite a few millennials while I was here, and the conversations...
Joe's millennial rants.
Yeah, the conversations were just awkward.
Awkward.
Yeah, I could just hear them. They were awkward.
Well,
they were complaining about a lot of just things that... Okay, you know, surface things.
Surface things. Well, you know. Where was this? Was this the tea place? Was this at? Was that where you? Where did you perform a majority of your?
No, a lot of that was in Ybor.
Okay. Yeah. See, I didn't pay attention to many of the people in Ybor. That you know what that means.
Uh oh.
Well, it looks like Joe's millennials are our young whippersnapper rant has been cut short. The ugly lights are coming on and the cleaning staff's really looking at us because there's two of us in here. I'm not wearing any pants and we have this broken robot just doing circles in the corner. So, check out our schedule on our blog and all that stuff, but we'll get into that. Thanks for tuning in, or just listening in on our recast or supporting us in your own little special snowflake way.
Yes. Thank you everyone for tuning in to the Joe and Anthony Show on Cheyampa Radio. You got nothing to do on weekend afternoons? Check out my show, which is called Weekend with Joe, where I tend to play nerdy science and some jazzy stuff from archive.org and radioforall.net. You can catch Weekend with Joe every Saturday and Sunday, starting at 4 p.m. Eastern.
Yes, you can. And I'm getting there. I'm getting there. Okay, there we go. You can make your commute more commutable with weekday rush hour hosted by our lovely automated personality unit, Betty. She has questionably awesome programming from archive.org and radioforall.net combined with our sassy attitude that is sure to make your coffee percolate. And then on your drive home, you can catch Traffic with Toppers weekday afternoons from 3:30 to 7:30 Eastern. Gil dusts off some of the most obscure music and combines it with his own brand of comedy to make your ride home more enjoyable.
Wow, so much awesome programming. You won't find any of this stuff on mainstream media. They're boring. Oh, and hey, you know what? We're a 24-hour internet radio station. We're Cheyampa Radio all the time. It's not just the Joe and Anthony Show.
No,
there's a lot of other stuff out there.
Mas, not mas programos.
So visit our website at www.cheyampa.info. That's CHIAMPA.info. We have the most current and up-to-date broadcast schedule, and you can keep track of the Joe and Anthony show notes there. Also, make sure you follow us on Facebook.com/Cheyampa Radio and also Twitter at Cheyampa Radio.
Yeah, Ezel's been sending me some text messages with pictures, so I got to post those up there soon.
Sweet!
So, with him and his bees, Ezel and his bees... We got some colorful characters that call into this show from time to time, and we thank them all for joining us in our little insanity world that we call the Joe and Anthony Show on Cheyampa Radio. So, as it is important to keep in mind...
The Star-Spangled Banner!
The Star-Spangled Banner, and it is, of course, important. It's very important to keep in mind right now that some states in which medical marijuana has been voted on by more than 70% of the population of that state is being thwarted by the legal representatives in that state's capital by finding every possible way to not allow us access to what we voted for. There are other states that are now attempting this type of activity. Please make sure you visit your local Normal chapter to ensure that you know what's going on in your state with medical and recreational marijuana and get active in any way you possibly can, be it phone calls, leaflet flyers, or even protests. It's important that we all work together to make sure that we have a future of medical and recreational marijuana in this country. Thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We'll be back next Monday. Check out our blog at www.cheyampa.info. And remember, folks, don't chew your frozen hash browns too hard in fear of seeing a naked man while you broadcast your Facebook Live whereabouts when the police are out looking for you. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for not a brand new episode of This Way Out with a 4.
Stressed out. I am so stressed out.
Boom chakalaka. Good night, tea.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.